From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds Picks, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darden. My guest this week is composer Hector Armienta. Hey, Hector.
Hey, how are you, Janae?
I'm good. I'm so glad you're here.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Yes, yes. Hector's latest production is the opera Zorro. The story is about the masked hero who protects the poor, the enslaved, and indigenous people while fighting corruption. And it takes place in Los Angeles during the early 1800s. And Zorro is running at the California Theater in San Jose from April 19th to May 4th. But right now, we're going to hear Hector's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay Area and at home. First up is the stage production of The House on Mango Street at the Mexican Heritage Plaza Theater. This play is an adaptation of the novel by Sandra Cisneros. The story follows a 12-year-old Chicana named Esperanza, and she lives in a small house in Chicago, but her dreams reach further than her street. I read this book in college, Hector, and I really enjoyed it. And the cast is made up of many young performers. Tell us why you picked this. Tell us more. I'm glad this is a stage production version of this.
Yeah, I've seen it before. Or many, many years ago. And it's just such a great play, and it's really important in Mexican-American literature or Chicano literature. Sandra Cisneros, great author.
Yes.
And I'm also plugging this because Teatro Vision, which is producing it in San Jose, it's just such a great theater company, and I think folks should just know what Teatro Vision is doing in San Jose. And it's also at the Mexican Heritage Theater Plaza, which is this gorgeous cultural center in East San Jose. So I want to mention it.
Great. And one thing I like about this story, too, is that we don't read a lot of stories about Chicanos in the Midwest. Usually, you know, it's in California. So just to even see culture even from that perspective. That's the production, The House on Mango Street at the Mexican Heritage Plaza Theater in San Jose. And it runs from May 15th to the 17th. So mark your calendars. Your next pick is the film Bless Me Ultima. The story takes place in New Mexico during the 1940s, and it follows the relationship between a young boy named Antonio and a folk healer named Ultima. Antonio struggles with understanding his spirituality, and Ultima offers guidance and advice, but her practices are seen by the town as witchcraft. Okay, Hector, so without giving away too much, tell us more about this story and what you like about it.
Well, I should mention that I had the great privilege of composing an opera based on Bless Me Ultima. I met Mr. Rodolfo Naya when I was developing it. And it, you know, like Sandra Cisneros' novel, this is really important in Chicano literature. It was written in 1972. You know, I mentioned it in another book. So I said, well, read the other book, but at least watch this movie. Because it's a great story, but also the difference between what a curandera is and what a witch is. And I could talk more about it forever, but it's a great, yeah, watch the movie.
Okay, I'm definitely going to watch this. That's the film Bless Me Ultima, and you can watch it on Tubi for free, so you can stream it. Hector, your final pick is the book The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. And this book has 26 poetry fables. It follows a prophet named Al-Mustafa as he's about to make a trip back home. But along the way, he's stopped by a group of people, and they talk about things in life such as love, friendship, religion, and death. The Prophet was published nearly 102 years ago and has since sold over 100 million copies worldwide, been printed in like 100 languages. People like to revisit this book after reading it. So why did you pick this one?
Well, I read it when I was in college, which was, you know, 20 centuries ago. And it was just such an instructional book. It gives you a lot of sustenance, spiritual sustenance. And the way it's set up is that the prophet is about to leave the silent community, and they all ask him a question. What is love? What is romance? What is friendship? And it's just such a great guide, something definitely to warm the spirit.
Yeah, and I think we need a lot of warming of the spirit right now. So great pick. That's the book, The Prophet by Khalil Gibran. I've been speaking with composer Hector Armienta. Watch Hector's production of Zorro at the California Theater in San Jose, and it runs from April 19th to May 4th. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit KALW.org. And for more arts coverage, listen to my new program, The Sights and Sounds Show with Janae Darden. And you can catch that every Wednesday, 4 p.m. on KALW. And make sure to subscribe to all of our Sights and Sounds shows, which are available on the KALW app and wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds Picks was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gonady Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darden.